USA Radio News.
President Biden will push a new economic agenda with Latin America in the coming days. The White House says Biden will seek consensus on a new agenda built on existing trade agreements with Latin America, and will present a plan to tackle increasing migration at the Summit of the Americas. The week-long summit gets underway Monday in Los Angeles. Abbott Nutrition started production. The company started production of Elicare and other specialty and metabolic formulas. Abbott closed its plants in February following FDA guidance after samples of a deadly bacteria was detected, causing a massive recall of its formula. Elicare products are expected to be released around June 20th. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The National Hurricane Center is now issuing advisories for Tropical Storm Alex, even though it will only slowly increase in strength over the next 24 hours. The storm has already dropped 8 to 12 inches of rainfall across South Florida, causing flash flooding. A gradual turn to the northeast and east is expected between Monday and Tuesday. On the forecast track, the tropical storm is expected to pass near or just north of Bermuda on Monday. A 9-year-old girl was released from a Texas hospital after being injured during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. Since her discharge, a 10-year-old girl remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman, who is believed to be the shooter's grandmother, is in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A pandemic policy that made free school meals universal is set to expire at the end of the month. The Department of Agriculture school nutritional waivers marked the first time in modern U.S. history that students were offered meals for free, regardless of their family income. The School Nutrition Association warns that without the waiver, school nutrition workers will have to scramble to reach out to families that haven't had to apply for assistance before. According to a USDA survey released back in March, 90% of those involved in school food choices have been making use of federal waivers. Matthew McConaughey and his wife have set up a relief fund to support the families of the victims of the elementary school shooting. This happened in the actor's hometown of Uvalde, Texas. Donations will go toward the families to support grief counseling, costs associated with burial services, and other immediate and long-term needs of the community. The holiday smash hit All I Want for Christmas Is You by singer Mariah Carey is being sued. The lawsuit has been brought by a songwriter who alleges he co-wrote a song with the name title 5 years earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.